From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Governor Asa Hutchinson is the subject of an Arkansas Ethics Commission probable cause hearing on Friday morning. Attorney and investigative liberal blogger Matt Campbell of Blue Hog Report lodged the complaint based on law governing when it's appropriate for elected officials to spend time campaigning. I sat down and spoke with Campbell before the hearing. Explain how a previous Ethics Commission ruling influenced this particular instance.
Dennis Milligan and Leslie Rutledge went to Iowa in late January to campaign for Mike Huckabee's presidential campaign. And so I filed a complaint based on, you know, there's the statute that says, you know, no elected official can campaign for somebody else's nomination or campaign generally during regular business hours. And the Ethics Commission's response was that federal candidates don't actually count as candidates under that statute, so Rutledge and Milligan were fine, according to them. But sort of by extension, that left open the question of whether state candidates were candidates, and the governor campaigned for Eddie Joe Williams on
the state senator from Cabot.
Yes, and he did that on February 29th. So after I got the Ethics Commission ruling on the Milligan-Rutledge thing, I decided to see how far they're willing to take that logic. So that's what led to the second complaint.
Well, this is certainly unprecedented to cite this issue in the law. You know, it's a common occurrence for governors and elected officials to campaign for other state candidates.
It is, but at the same time, you know, this is a statute that got put into place in 1915 and hasn't really been changed. And you know, on the face of it, when you really think about it, it makes sense. You know, people elect, whether it's a governor or anybody else, they elect you to do a job, and you know, nobody's saying you can't campaign, you know, on the weekends or in the evenings, but I think there's some basis or merit to the idea that, you know, during those business hours, if you're going to be doing anything political, you should be doing the job you were actually elected to, not going out trying to campaign for other people.
Back when the statute was passed, 1915, do you know what the historical precedent was? What was the reaction at the time from governors back then?
I'm not entirely sure as far as how closely it was followed after it was put in place. It was, the statute came about because this was back when it was like superintendent of education was an elected position, mm-hmm. and there was some question over whether somebody had been, who was already an elected official, was campaigning for, you know, the people were arguing over who should be the new superintendent of education, and it kind of became a infighting and led to this statute as a result. You know, you can't do it during business hours because that was the big issue.
You spoke with Governor Asa Hutchinson on the phone. You have a recording of it on your website, Blue Hog Report. What was that conversation like? What was his interest in your work?
He called me on President's Day and said he was, you know, he was reading the post about Milligan and Rutledge and that whole issue and about that statute itself. And he was kind of asking me, you know, have you seen any other states that have something like this? Do other states have some kind of exemption for governors? And he sort of acknowledged that it could be a problem for him if he went out and campaigned for other candidates. And then, you know, said some of the effect of, well, if it would prohibit me from campaigning, then it might be something where we need to amend that statute and, you know, to try to clarify it. Yeah, I mean, by the letter of the statute, it's pretty straightforward. You can't do this during these hours. He did that. Now, I'm curious to see what kind of defense gets offered, you know, as to why he should be allowed to, despite what the law says, and then I really just sort of up in the air and see what the Ethics Commission will do.
What are the repercussions if the Ethics Commission does find he violated the law?
Well, that's where it gets sticky and why it's kind of a big deal is under the statute, if the Ethics Commission finds that he violated that statute, then the prosecutor's office is supposed to file a misdemeanor charge, and if he's found guilty of the misdemeanor, then he would be removed from office automatically. You know, it could get really big unless somebody finds a way to justify it, despite what the statute says.
That was Matt Campbell, attorney and author of the blog Blue Hog Report, going over his Ethics Commission complaint against Governor Asa Hutchinson. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.